Hello, can you see my slides? Yeah, I have only white background, so the light at the top shouldn't be a big issue. And yeah, we're good to go. Okay, hi, I'm Stefan. I work on generally open source stuff as a freelancer, and I'm here to present something I've been working on as a side project in the last few months. This is part of the Game of Trees project, which I started in November 2017 at an OpenBSD hackathon in Berlin. It's compatible with Git repositories and the Git network protocol, but apart from that, it's not trying to replicate Git specifically, but it's just the idea to reuse these formats because they're very widely used. And they're fairly okay and well-designed, so we can just keep using them and not make up our own. And yeah, because it's written on OpenBSD, it uses a lot of OpenBSD-specific APIs. There's actually a portable version that's maintained by Thomas Adam, who also does the TMUX terminal multiplexer portable version. And you can install this on various systems. And I think Thomas always likes to also explore more options for other systems if you're interested. If yours is not listed, you can talk to him. And yeah, it's ISC licensed because it aims to be basically as pleasing to OpenBSD developers as possible. That's the whole idea. Now, what we currently have is what's working really well is the client side. This is basically sort of feature complete at this point. You might want to have some more convenience things, but all the basics are there. Everything is working. You have several front ends, which I'll present in the following slides. You have a lot of code that's shared by these front ends, which I've labeled library here because it's in the lib directory of the source tree. One thing that this program does, which is very specific, is that it will not touch repository data outside of programs that are separate and are called libexec helpers. From the Git, from the program's point of view, if you use the library, you don't see this. You just like say, open a repository and fetch me some objects and so on. But internally, it will actually start other programs that restricts themselves a lot using pledge